Also, there's a Passover. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. The Passover is the greatest event ever happened in the whole world. And before you come to the breaking of the bread, you are to be in the valley of the Passover. The breaking of bread is not the Passover. It prepares us for the Lord's Supper. Christ our Passover, not crucified for us, that's to do with the world. Christ our Passover sacrificed for us. He sacrificed his life for the assembly. Christ also loved the, I'm not talking about individual believers. We don't come as a bunch of sinners saved by grace. That's nice. That's what we are. But we come as his brethren. We come as part of the assembly in the value of the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread. They precede the Lord's Supper. So they ate the Passover.
Just if I add to... As we have heard, that the children of Israel, they either ate manna when they were in the wilderness, or they ate the old corn of the land when they were in the land. But only in this very place, in Gilgal, where they have this privilege of eating the Passover, eating manna, and eating the corn of the land. For the children of Israel, you are either in the wilderness or in the land. But for us as a Christian, we are in the wilderness and we are in the land at the same time. So this unique place, and it was in Gilgal. After circumcision, you could not enjoy these things in the flesh. Circumcision must take place. But by putting off the flesh, God doesn't leave you alone. Now what am I going to do? I need resources and I need strength. So if the circumstances are circumstances of the wilderness, there is manna. If the circumstances are circumstances of the land, there is the old corn of the land. It is the only time here for 3 days, for these 3 days, on the 13th and the 14th they ate manna, and the 13th they ate manna, on the 14th they ate the Passover, and on the 15th, the day after, they ate the old corn of the land. There is provision for every circumstances in there. But it's only Christ. You put off the flesh, but there is nothing but Christ. The Passover speaks of Christ, his death. The manna speaks of Christ, his life. The old corn of the land speaks of Christ, his resurrection and his place at the right hand of God. God had no other food for you and I but Christ. You put up the flesh, you put off the flesh, you have Christ to feed and to sustain you in whatever circumstances we are in.
That's really the secret of the whole subject, right? Continuing well. How do you continue well? It's not looking at people. Moses told them what these people were. And not only told them what they were, but he told Joshua that, you know, they can be very vicious as well. Don't be afraid of them. So what is going to keep us continuing well? Because if we look around, we get discouraged, distracted. What helps us to continue well is keeping our eyes on the Lord, keeping our eyes on his promises, and then maintaining a sense of his holiness. At the end of this chapter, Joshua is brought before, and he's told to take his shoe off his foot because he's in a holy place. And we have to keep that in mind. That's what's going to keep us continuing well. It's the Lord in his rightful place in our hearts and our thoughts and our minds.
And this just links just briefly to make a comment about Colossians chapter 1, to be grounded, to not be moved away. If you're continuing, you can't also be moved away in some different pathway. You're going to be grounded, established. And this is what it is that establishes us, the nourished believer who is keeping our eyes on Christ.
But I think it's significant, and I know I don't want to go very far, it's significant to recognize that there might be a slight change in Colossians, and it's something for us to think about. You do not, this is the order. You get circumcision, you get baptism, then you get, what's the other two? Then you get resurrection, you get quickening. There is a moral order, I think, that takes place there. Because remember when they came over the Jordan, they came over the Jordan on resurrection ground. And then there is the matter of Gilgal. But I think when it comes to Colossians, it's how it's taken up with us. Practically, morally, we have to go on the line of circumcision first. The setting aside of the flesh.
Just looking at Colossians 1 verse 23, the part about continuing, yeah, not being moved away, right?
Okay, I think we're running out of time, and so we see many lessons in Joshua's life in continuing well, and there's more we could probably say. We didn't really comment about his experience at the very end of the chapter, but one thing that Joshua saw was God's perfect ways and how God could lead and provide, I think, in that regard. And the fact that they had to continue to go back to Gilgal through the book of Joshua. You can study this on your own. Just look the word up, Gilgal, and you'll see how frequently the need to go back to Gilgal. So it didn't end with the Battle of Amalek. It didn't end right after crossing the River Jordan. It was something that was continued that we need to do too. So continuing well includes continuing to judge the flesh for what it is. It profits nothing. And to see God's hand in providing for all that we need perfectly, as we had it in chapter 5. So at this point, I think we should just close in prayer.